This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1086, How to Find Your Productivity Enlightenment by Carl Pelline of carlpelline.com. And I'm Dan, your personal narrator, and welcome back to Optimal Work Daily. Thanks so much for being here. This is the podcast where I read to you every single day from these great blogs about work and entrepreneurship, and we're going to get right to it now as we hear from Carl and optimize your life. How to Find Your Productivity Enlightenment by Carl Pelline of carlpelline.com. What is productivity enlightenment? What do you have to do to become completely at ease with what you have to do so you feel calm, relaxed, and ready for anything? That's a question most people find themselves asking once they have a productivity system in place. Just having a system for collecting and organizing your ideas, tasks, and events is only the first step. It's a very good first step, but there are a number of levels above this state that you need to move towards in order to feel completely at ease with all the stuff you have to do. For a lot of people, these higher levels are elusive. They are elusive because although stuff is being collected and organized, the necessary decisions on what has been collected are not being made. If, after you have collected and organized your stuff, you still feel busy, overwhelmed, and stressed, it is likely you have a lot of stuff inside your system you have made no decisions about. These tasks and ideas are just in your system taking up space, but you do not know what you need to do next to take them to their natural conclusion. Decisions like, what is the outcome I want here? What do I need to do to reach that outcome? When will I do it? If you have not made those decisions, they will still be in your head. On top of that, each day you have bosses, customers, friends, and family giving you new things to do. It's no surprise you feel stressed out and overwhelmed. Not only are you undecided about much of the stuff you have already collected, you now have to make decisions on what you will do about all these new inputs as well. Just getting it out of your head and into a system is the first step. The next step is to make decisions about the outcome. What do you need to do to reach that outcome? And when will you do it? A decision could be to not make a decision. For example, you may have an idea of creating an online course. You sketch out some ideas about the tasks you will need to do in order to create the online course, but you decide right now is not the best time to do it. That's fine, but you do need to decide when you will come back and revisit this project. It could be in 3, 6, or 12 months, but you do need to make a decision and make sure that decision is in your system. Adding a task that says review online course project and dating it for 3 months in the future is all you need to do to take it off your mind. Once you have made these decisions, though, you are only 75% of the way there. Why only 75%? That's because where you put that task or thought matters too. Write it down on a loose piece of paper and have bits of paper all over the place? Well, that means now you're worried about losing the paper. To clear the final 25%, you need to trust where you put the task or idea will show up when you need to see it. It doesn't matter if you use a notebook or a digital to-do list manager or notes app. Whatever you use, you need to trust it. Trust that it will show up on the day you need to see it. This is why people like David Allen, Sir Richard Branson, and Sheryl Sandberg have been using the same set of tools for years. It's because they trust them. They work, and they don't waste time trying to find anything. From my own experience, for example, app switching destroys trust in your system. I've been through that process of continually looking for the perfect set of apps and discovered each time I think I have found the perfect app, it doesn't do exactly what I want a productivity app to do, and I go off looking for another one that does. It's an endless search involving multiple compromises and a serious lack of trust in my system. The only way to build trust in your system is to stick with one set of apps and learn everything you can about those apps. Subscribe to their blog so you know what updates have come and how those updates will impact your system. Go through every menu item and submenu. Look at the preferences and see what you can do. Do everything you can to learn about the apps you have chosen. With knowledge and time, you build trust. And with the trust, you discover what true productivity enlightenment is. So, if you want to experience true productivity enlightenment, clear stuff from your head as soon as it arrives. Make a decision about what needs to happen next and when you will do it, and get it into a set of tools you trust. That's it. That's the secret to a stress-free life and productivity enlightenment. You just listened to the post titled, How to Find Your Productivity Enlightenment by Carl Pelin of carlpelin.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And I want to say a very big thank you to Carl, whose last name, by the way, is spelled P-U-L-L-E-I-N, and I do have his website linked in this episode's description. Carl is a renowned productivity and time management coach who's helped thousands of people around the world get better at managing their time and become more productive using the technology they already carry around with them every day. And you can check out his podcast. It's called The Working With Podcast. Carl has also written 3 books on productivity and time management, and he also has a couple of courses that you can check out. They're called Time and Life Mastery and Your Digital Life. His purpose is to help people learn how to manage their time so they can enjoy their lives and build a life they are truly proud of. He's featured over on Optimal Living Daily every once in a while as well, so you can check out that show for more, and be sure to come by carlpelin.com to show him some support. You can find more about Carl, plus his podcast that I mentioned, coaching, courses, webinars, books, and downloads, all right there at carlpelin.com. And that's going to do it for today. I thank you for being a subscriber or follower of the show in your podcast app and for letting friends and family know about us when you can. That really goes a long way to help keep the show going. So I will see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.